I will praise the Lord. I will honor you. I will adore you. So Lord, bless me. Jesus, Jesus, God, I will praise the Lord. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Ask him the Lord to speak to you today as we conclude on this subject. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, please be seated in the presence of the Lord. It's our testimonies and thanksgiving service, and I am trusting the Lord to be able to round off on time and then be able to step into some praise and worship and also receive further testimonies of those who have thanksgiving to give unto God. This morning we started with the subject last Sunday, responsibility for divine wisdom. We had not completed that and we intend to finish this up this morning. In James chapter 1 and in verse 5, the Bible said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Our objective, as at last Sunday, remains the same, that is understanding the responsibility to accept in order to access divine wisdom. We began by seeing that possibilities are the products of responsibility. If anything will be possible, someone must be responsible. We saw that conditions undergird provisions. Wherever there is a provision, there is a condition. For example, in Exodus 23 and in verse 25, it says, you shall serve the Lord your God. That is the condition. And he shall bless thy bread and thy water. That is the provision. If you obey and serve him, you shall spend your years in prosperity and your days in pleasures. Job 36 verse 11. We see the provision. We see the conditions. That's how it is. If we are going to access the world of divine wisdom, if divine wisdom is a provision, then there are conditions. We looked at 8 of them last Sunday. And the media can help us quickly place it on the screen for the sake of those who were not here, or for the purpose of the reputation that produces retention. Number one, to access divine wisdom, we said, we must recognize your need for divine wisdom. What you need is what God will supply. Recognize your need for divine wisdom. Number two, we said, we must ask God for wisdom. So I need wisdom. And I go before God in his presence to ask God for wisdom. Ask him. Solomon did the same. Number three, we talked about separating oneself for wisdom. True wisdom. A man having separated himself intermeddleth with all wisdom, according to Proverbs 18 and in verse 1. Number four, we talked about maintaining the art of observation for wisdom. Solomon looked at trees and looked at everything, and the things he saw imparted him with wisdom. That observation brings inspiration. Number five, we talked about, that was now we enter the second service, possess a quest, a desire for wisdom. What is not desired cannot be delivered. We looked at that. You possess a quest. You possess a desire for wisdom. We looked at that also. Number six, we talked about go on a search for wisdom. That is, you don't just desire, but you just search for it. You search for it at the place of prayer, and you search for it the place of study. We'll look at that also this morning. Number 7, we talked about maintain quietness for wisdom. Be still and know that I am God. There is knowledge in stillness. Maintain quietness for wisdom. God is always speaking, but people are not always listening. So there is a challenge there. And that was number 7. Number 8, we talked about ask questions for wisdom. Stand in the ways and ask. The place of inquiry. Until questions are asked, answers are not accessed. Jesus, according to scripture, was sitting in the midst of the temple, hearing and answering questions, and asking questions. All this we saw last Sunday. Now, we're going to proceed, look at 4 more in this service, and then 4 more in the next service, and all that will bring us up to number 16. So we move to number 9 this morning, and that is engage in meditation of the word for wisdom. Engage in meditation on the word for wisdom. Meditation on the word for wisdom. Joshua chapter 1 and in verse 8, the Bible said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein full screen, day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Right. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. One translation said, then thou shalt deal wisely in the affairs of life. Was it the Amplified? You deal wisely in the affairs of life as you meditate in the word. Psalm 119, you can check out that translation for us. Psalm 119 verse 15, the Bible says, I will give thought I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy way. So when I meditate on the precepts of God, it gives me access to the ways of God, which is called wisdom. Two things are very critical to note in meditating. Number one, meditating on the word, which is actually thinking on the word, is key to dealing wisely in the affairs of life. Meditating on the word, which is actually thinking on the word, is key to dealing wisely in the affairs of life. Secondly, now make it 3. Meditating on the word, which is thinking on the word, is thinking above the realm of this world. When we meditate on the word, that means literally thinking on the word, we are thinking above the realm of this world. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to 11. We are thinking above the realms of this world. So we come to the point where when you meditate on the word and act on what you meditate on, you come to a point where the people of the world cannot understand your operations. They can't understand your moves. For example, there are many who cannot understand why the church of Jesus, the real church, that apply everything scripturally, especially the practice of the covenant, why they cannot feel the season. It's not understandable. Why they can't feel that when men are cast down, we are saying there is a lifting up. It's ununderstandable. Thirdly, meditating on the word, which is thinking on the word, is sharpening the mind or rubbing minds with the mind of God. When we meditate on the word, which is the same as thinking on the word, you are actually rubbing minds with the mind of God. You are sharpening your mind with the mind of God. Proverbs 27 verse 17 said, iron sharpeneth iron. So does the man. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. Somebody say a loud amen. So men and women who think the word, who meditate on the word, they become very, very sharp mentally. That was number 9. Number 10, maintain the right association for wisdom. Maintain the right association for wisdom. Where the media, where your title is that the best place for it to be? We looked at this extensively in the midweek service. Maintaining the right association for wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 13 and in verse 20, the Bible said, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You walk with the wise, you end up wise. You walk with fools, you end up unwise, so you become destroyed. Why is that so? Be not overmuch foolish. Why should you die before your time? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 33, the Bible says, be not deceived. Evil communication or evil association corrupt good manners. So wisdom flows at the frequency of wise association. I like to say this. It is in your choice of association that your wisdom is confirmed. If you show me who you call friend, you show me who is close to you, you show me who speaks into your life, I will show you how wise you are. You are a successful married person. Your closest friend is one who has no value for marriage. I will show you how wise you are. You are successfully pastored. And your friend is one who does not believe in pastor. Or believe in spiritual fathering or covering. I will show you how wise you are. It's only a matter of time before your belief is perverted. You believe in going to church and worshiping and serving the Lord, but your close friend does not believe in going to church. I show you how wise you are. Somebody say amen. God has shown me such wisdom early, where he made me to associate and hang around with people with the right content in all realms. And where the rightness of content is not perceived, association fizzles. Don't manage any relationship so that they don't damage your destiny. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So it doesn't damage your destiny. Now, there are two things we talked about association in the midweek service. Please take your seat. That association will do for you. Number one, association provokes assimilation. Association begets assimilation. Consciously or unconsciously, you begin to talk like and act like the person who is closest to you. A wife begins to laugh like her husband, talk like her husband, almost crack the same jokes like her husband, vice versa. Association. If you don't want to be like a particular company, the easiest thing is don't hang around. What you hang around with determines what hangs on you. The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. If you don't want the spirit of Elijah to rest on you, stay far. Am I communicating? Assimilation. So if the person you are associating with has foolish behavior, it's only a matter of time you begin to act foolishly. In relating with God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, I realized that there are things that were not taught, they were just caught. No one sat you down to say, do this. You just caught it. This is very, very important. Somebody say, if you lie down with dogs, you will rise up with fleas. You know the flea, what is on the dog? You just rise up with it. Just lie down with dogs more. You will rise with fleas. Let the stone remain inside the grass for a while. It will become greenish. Acquires the color of the grass. Hallelujah. Number two, association affects perception and conviction. We said this in the midweek service. Your belief system begins to be affected by who you associate with. Now, this is very, very easy to understand. This person, this is hypothetical now, this person has a problem with this person. Maybe they argued on something. This person had no problem with this person, but he is a friend of this person. Can you guess what will happen after a short while? Oh, very, very easily. After a short while, this person started looking at this person somehow. He didn't do him anything. Him and them, they have the issue that they have. They know whatever is their issue. But this one, because he's close to this one, has inherited the mindset of this one concerning this person. So there are people with inherited enemies. Only because their friend is the enemy of the other person. And I know many of you have been in that position before. Somebody you are not talking with. He didn't do you anything. But your friend claims he's not a good person. Your friend claims that the person is not a good person. That is what your friend claims. He didn't do you anything, no. But your friend claims that the person is... And this can be very, very plenty among sisters. I'm sorry to call you out. You know what men can ignore, women will not ignore. What men didn't pay attention to. Hallelujah. So please, whenever you now have a person who is always picking on people, stay far from them. so that they don't corrupt the simplicity of your mind. They don't corrupt the simplicity of your mind. They don't overall corrupt your perception of people and perception of things. They don't corrupt your mindset. Very, very important. Association. You associate correctly for wisdom. Maintain the right association. Number 11. Engage the Spirit of God for wisdom. Wisdom can happen at the frequency of the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. In Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 to 2. Isaiah 11, 1 to 2 says, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and that Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, all literally about wisdom, might, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. So directly or indirectly, all of these things have something to do with the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 10. Look at that. It said, as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, the depths of God, which is talking about the wisdom of God. Oh, the depth of the wisdom and knowledge of God. The deep things of God. We access them by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah! Somebody shout the louder, hallelujah! Connection to the Spirit of God is connection to the Spirit of wisdom. Now, two ways in which we can engage the Spirit of God for wisdom. Number one, we engage the Spirit of God by praying in the Spirit. And that connects us to the frequency of mysteries. Praying in the Spirit. We engage the Spirit of God for wisdom by praying in the Spirit. Praying abundantly in the Spirit connects us to the frequency of wisdom. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 2. It said, for he that speaketh, you can use split screen now, I'm alright. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, how be it in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Mysteries are hidden secrets. So, whenever you pray in the Spirit, Paul the Apostle said, I will pray in the Spirit, I will pray in my understanding. When I began praying in the Spirit, my understanding was unfruitful. But after a while, your understanding becomes saturated. Wisdom of God concerning my marital settlement, wisdom of God concerning ministry, wisdom of God at various phases of my life, I access them by abundantly praying in the Spirit. You pray until you step into the realm where you begin to know the things you are praying about or the things you are trusting God for. Your mind becomes, and when we talk about the wisdom of God, we are talking about the mind of God. We are talking about the thought of God. We are talking about the counsel of God. We are talking about what God wants us to do in our particular situation. Am I communicating at all? And this can be accessed by praying in the Spirit. Secondly, we engage the Spirit of God for wisdom by relying or by asking for and relying on the leading of the Spirit. The leading of the Spirit. The leading, the direction. We engage the wisdom of God by asking and relying on the leading of the Spirit. In Romans chapter 8 and in verse 14, the Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's right. They are the sons of God. Lord, what are you saying? Spirit of the living God, what are you saying? What are you saying? What is God saying? What am I to do in this circumstance? And you follow the leading of God. And one of the most basic leading is the leading of the inward witness. Where you just have a knowing that is most fundamental. A knowing that is confirmable by peace of mind. You want to embark on a particular business investment. And all of a sudden you lost your peace. You just lost your peace completely. You want to release the money, your heart is beating. And then you hold on for a while and say, Lord, what are you talking about? What are you saying? Is there something I am missing? Or maybe suddenly the character of the person you are dealing with, one of it just surfaces. Something, he just behaved in a way. And God is saying, I'm talking to you, you are still not seeing. And in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is confirmed. Witness number one, you have lost your peace. Witness number two, the man has begun to behave funny. Even when the money hasn't entered his hand yet. Or you are beginning to hear some stories about his behavior before. Many of us can ignore some of these signals to the detriment of our lives or the detriment of our resources. So, we engage the Spirit of God to access the wisdom of God by first of all praying in the Spirit and then following the leading of the Holy Ghost. I speak to someone here this morning. I decree today you will not miss it another time. You will not miss it another time. I said you will not miss it another time. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. I demand, I decree that your ears shall be open. Your understanding shall be open. Your understanding shall be open. Your ears shall be open. Your understanding shall be open. Your ears shall be open. Your understanding shall be open. To access the voice of the Spirit in the name of Jesus, you will not miss it another time. Give the Lord a big clap for somebody who is receiving something here today. And then we go to number 12. And that is exist. Maintain a passion for reading. To access wisdom. Passion for reading. Reading. My wife was in my office the other day and went to pick one of the books. Was it to look at this book? How is this book? This looks good. And before she could open the book, all of its lines were marked. I have read books that I forgot that I read. One day I saw a very beautiful title in my bookshelf. I said, this book is powerful. Look at the title. I carried it, opened it, underlined from beginning to the end with notes inside. I had read it. Gleaned from it. Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. He said, I, Daniel, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the prophet, that he will accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. I, Daniel, understood by books. I am trusting the Lord today that there will be a reading revolution, a reading revolution, a reading revolution, a reading revolution that will hit somebody today, hit even our assembly. A reading revolution. I, Daniel, understood by books. Daniel was a man of books. Look at Timothy. Paul the Apostle was speaking to Timothy. And if you look at Timothy, look at Paul the Apostle, and you see the life of Paul the Apostle versus the life of Peter. Look at the epistles and look at their writings. You will see the intensity of Paul and the wisdom of God deployed. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 13, he said, the cloak that is, call it winter jacket, that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Paul was talking from the prison. There is something that I need here now. Bring me my cloak. And the books. He didn't mention food here yet. He didn't mention chocolate. The books. But especially the parchments. Now, the books refer to all the books. Parchment is the noting, the notes, the jottings, my journals, my jottings, my scribblings, the product of what I read that I jotted. Bring them to me. No wonder. One day he said, study to show yourself approved of God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Somebody say a loud amen. Exist as a reader. Two things I am going to say concerning reading. So there is a lot of reading culture that has died in our world today. The world of internet, the world of games, where almost everything is a joke. People joking about serious matters. Everything is a play. Chat, this and that replace many important things of life and destiny. Two things. Number one, understanding happens at the frequency of books. I, Daniel, understood by books. So men and women of books are men and women of understanding. People of books are people of understanding and wisdom. God will pass through books to communicate things that you couldn't have accessed otherwise. Secondly, the same way that the garment is a covering for the body, information is the covering for the mind. Bring my coat to cover my body. Bring the books to cover my mind. From the onslaught of negativities, from negative mindsets, books. You know, the revolution in Africa, well, the independence that began to happen in Africa began to happen when African children went to school and went to the university level. Those they call the founding fathers of various African countries, Nelson Mandela in South Africa, Kenneth Kaunda in Zambia, and all the other countries coming through, all of them, they went out, Azikiwe and our people, they just went and learned and got informed that they should be able to determine, to have self-determination, and that they shouldn't be under the bondage of the foreign people in their own land. And then they began to fight and strive to gain their land. They got liberation by information. It's the same thing the Bible said. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if the Son of Man has set you free, you shall be free indeed. A woman was reading a book. I think it is Face Up with a Miracle by Don Bashan. She was on a wheelchair reading the book. Papa Yedeko told this story. She kept reading the book. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. And she read the book. And she kept reading the book. What? Is this information here? Is this true? Can this be real? She stood up from the wheelchair without knowing that she was already walking. By light that fired into her spirit. Only to realize that the wheelchair was behind. Later on. Oh, wait a minute. What just happened? Nobody prayed for her. Nobody laid hands on her. Just one light from the scripture. Anointed book material. Fired liberty into her system. You know, there is a mockery. They used to mock our people in the foreign lands. If you want to hide anything from a black man, put it in a book. He won't read it. And he won't find it. We are more interested in the mystical than the practical. You know, in the village, nobody dies for nothing. Either somebody charm him, or he was bewitched, or he begu aleku. Something caught him. I mean, the village altar caught him, or somebody charmed him, or somebody bewitched him. It can't be natural. That is a mystical life way of living. Maybe the person caught HIV. Or drank himself into liver cirrhosis and primary liver cell cancer. It must be charm that passed through the alcohol. Praise the Lord. But you will find it. Somebody say loud, amen. I had a practice that I'm about to re-resurrect. I could be reading 3-4 books at the same time. Oh yes, this one is on leadership and people management. This one is on miracle signs and wonders. This one is on church growth. And yes, I'm getting this information for this purpose. I need it at this time. I need this at this time. I need this at this time. So in the briefcase, all of them are inside. And you can have a practice where you have a book on the dining table and one book in the restroom. Oh yes, while you are on the throne, you just even if it is 2 lines. That is, you just. There are books that have one chapter, a page is one chapter. Yes, the Enemy Called Average by John Mason used to be like that. One chapter is a page. At the most, two pages. That you can just get one chapter and it will just punch your spirit with massive information. Beloved, if you don't want your life to be empty, study. If you don't want shame, study. And let me say this as we close. Many of us are used to listening, which is very, very good. As he spake, the Spirit entered into me. That's CDs and DVDs. It's good. But I want you to know that there is a difference between listening and reading. Both of them is learning, but listening is passive information. So it is possible for you, for somebody to say something that passed through your ears quickly and you didn't really catch it. But you can't read it and not catch it. Listening is passive information. Reading is active information. Active learning. This is passive learning. This one is active. This one tasks the mind. This is what I mean. When you see W-H-I-T-E, what is that? W-H-I-T-E. White. H-O-R-S-E. Horse. That says white horse. So when I say white horse, it's clear to you. But when you see white horse in a book, first of all, you have to transform the letters into words. So W-H-I-T is white. H-O-R-S is horse. You further have to translate the words into pictures. So you are not just reading words now. Your mind just pictured the horse. That tasks the mind. And improved its capacity and frequency of functioning. Increase the speed of comprehension. So you didn't just read W-H-I-T-E-H-O-R-S-E now. You just saw the picture. And it just continues. So, when you see people who read, they become so sharp mentally that when they talk, it is loaded with content. Not necessarily based on what they read, which will flow naturally into their communications, but based on the development of their mentality. Many times I speak with my wife and children and proverbs flow naturally. They said, where did this one come? I said, this one is original. This came just now. Hallelujah. It's a new day for you. So I want you and our books and tapes ministry, I want us going forward every time that the month arrives, books that will assist in the understanding of the subject and the theme of the month should be made abundantly available. If it's the month of wisdom, be wise and rise. 21 foolish things people do. Financial wisdom and all of that. Made available for people to go through and just broaden their understanding and sharpen their mentality while the informations and discussions are going on and teachings are going on. And before you know it, what you have tried and prayed about that brought no result, just one light arrives from one line of a book, and then darkness disappears. Wisdom from distinction. There is career and workplace wisdom that one member of our church said, maybe he is the reason for the scarcity of this book, because he will come and buy 50 at once, 100 at once, and just distribute in his establishment and other establishments. And feels that this should go even national, because if some people will read this in all workplaces, work ethics, and impact of employees at their workplaces will become very massive. He told me yesterday, he said, it looks like I am the reason why they don't have enough copies. Do you understand? I told him, don't worry, very soon enough copies will be there. Just one thing. Young lady in our church here working in the bank has won many awards, managerial level right now, from reading this book and practicing it in the workplace. What prayer couldn't do, may not have done. My bosses don't like me. Don't worry. Get the relevant information. And you will begin to behave in a way that will force them to like you. Because excellence is answer to prejudice. No matter how much a person made up their mind against you, there is something you will display that will break their mindset about your life. It is a new day. And then the family wisdom is there. That in this family wisdom, there is a segment for the father to read, segment for the mother to read, and the segment for the children. What is the responsibility of the man of the house? What is the responsibility of the wife of the house? What is the responsibility of the children? You get into through this, and wife, read your own. Don't tell the husband, this is your own. Husband, read your own and practice it. Among other things, the husband is the priest of the house. The husband is meant to be a provider in the house, and all the things are lined up there. And then you will crisis of my wife does not respect me, or my husband doesn't. All of that can be answered by everybody just displaying their own part of the game. Existence as a reader, and the 18 wisdom keys from the life of Joseph. The wisdom series is just exploding everywhere. So they are showing us all the books on the screen as you read the subject of wisdom. Maybe by the time the service is over, you can scroll through all of them again, one by one, so that somebody can appreciate this was how to use the years of plenty to handle the years of scarcity, what Joseph did, so that when God blesses you with resources for the rest of your life, you don't allow yourself to become poor anymore by doing the things you must do with the resources that God sends your way. Hallelujah. In the wisdom keys from the life of Joseph. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. And so we have come to point number 12. The balance of the... Can we look at what we saw today so far? Number 9, we say engage in meditation on the word for wisdom. Number 2, we talked about maintaining the right association for wisdom. Thirdly, we talked about, which is number 11 actually, engage the Spirit of God for wisdom. And then number 12, maintain a passion for reading to access wisdom. In the second service, we'll be looking at four more points. One is engaging the mind in thought for wisdom. Because there is a thinking process that makes us to access wisdom. We'll be looking at that in the second service. We'll be looking at connecting the right impartation. The same way there is an association for wisdom, there is an impartation that transmits wisdom. We are connecting with that in the second service. We'll be looking at that. And then, maintaining the flow of joy and praise for wisdom. With depression, you never access inspiration. There are people too depressed to get any insight. We'll deal with that in the second service. And of course, possessing and studying the word of God for wisdom. This is different from meditation now, because the word of God is the bank of wisdom. We'll look at that all in the second service. Beloved, we have come this far. Ensure that you go through at least the notes of these messages. Explore all the channels of wisdom, responsibility given. And as we delve into them, we shall see wisdom like never before. Somebody who is blessed, say amen. Somebody told me the other day she feels like the month of wisdom should not end. Well, further instructions will be going on and our lives will never remain the same. Who is the most blessed person here this morning? Will you stand up on your feet with a loud shout of victory? Take your seat one moment, so you can do it well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, the most blessed person here. Stand with a shout of praise. Louder shout of praise. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and lift your voices and let's appreciate God. Let's worship Him. Let's honor Him. Let's adore Him. Let's magnify His holy, precious, wonderful name. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Lekos porotoza nagayatala yamanana haratasa. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. And the Spirit is in Nina Galarada Zalahashta. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father.
Father,
I receive
the grace
to engage
in the art of meditation
on the word
for wisdom.
I receive that grace.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Say, Father.
Father,
I receive your help
to maintain
the right association
for wisdom.
I receive deliverance
from the wrong association.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Again, Father.
Father,
I receive the help.
I receive the help
of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit
to access wisdom.
To access wisdom.
Engaging.
Engaging
the Spirit of God.
The Spirit of God.
Praying in the Spirit.
Praying in the Spirit.
And being led of the Spirit.
Being led of the Spirit
to access wisdom.
To access wisdom.
I receive that grace.
I receive that grace.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And then Father.
Father,
I ask that you help me.
That it help
with a fresh passion.
With a fresh passion
for reading.
For reading
to access wisdom.
To access wisdom.
Fresh passion.
Fresh passion
for information.
For information
to access wisdom.
To access wisdom.
I receive it now.
I receive it now.
In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Speak to God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone is encouraged. You know, there are people today in their field of endeavor, they have never read one thing. It's an estate business. He has not read one book on estate. Just moving by trial and error. I have land in Metama. And it's just at a particular level in life. Don't do yourself such injustice. You know pilots? I believe it's after every 6 months that they have to go. It is a retraining. They are recertified. Their licenses expire after about 6 months. You can't fly again. Can you supply me the word? What is it called? The recertification. You go for it. You read. You read. You fly. They confirm that you are worthy to fly people again. Then they renew your license. There are people who graduated 25 years ago from school. They have not opened the book again. The purpose of reading is not schooling. The purpose of learning is not schooling. The purpose of learning is lifing. It's to live life. And my counsel is, you may stop schooling, but never stop learning. It's possible that you have finished school, but you never finish learning. The whole of the universe is a university. All of life is full of lessons. You just keep at it and keep on learning. Again, fresh passion and fresh grace to learn be released in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
One of the avenues of wisdom that we are going to be learning in the second service is joy and praise. Joy and praise does so many things for the lives of people. And we are going to go and back on that in this second service. But one more word. Say, Father.
Father.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To apply myself.
To apply myself.
To every instruction.
To every instruction.
In the school of wisdom.
In the school of wisdom.
That I have learned this month.
I have learned this month.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To apply myself.
To apply myself.
To every instruction.
To every instruction.
In the school of wisdom.
In the school of wisdom.
That I have learned this month.
I have learned this month.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Go on ahead and pray. Rapa basa tefina da ba praka fa feli de ba prokala da ba pada.
Rabada, Lefterra Poscata, Prali Kalidaba, Prali Kalidaba, Padagada, Rapella Kazaka, Papala, the Karafa, Prelegala, Papala, the Balakoraba, Rapasakala, Palitipinaba, Pratela, Karako, Frenda, Palaka, Prayaba, Mastala, Pradekala, Prafele, Karagalibaradia, Rebella, Telakababala, Karagababala, Kopa, Pradalabadia, Rapatakatala, Prafele, Karakada, the Fele, Telababada, Mazata, Kalakaba, Pradekala, the Kalababadia, Lebret, the Sakala, the Prelegala, the Kalababra, the Kalabada,
in the name of Jesus, so shall it be.
Amen.
I see people already making demands online for the books the bishop just talked about. Looking for that, all the books, he wants to give it to his lay ministers and people. So they'll scroll the titles again, the wisdom titles on the screen from the beginning to the end, at the end of the service. And I believe that something explosive will happen to your life. A pastor in America started reading our books, and all of a sudden, mind exploded. Ministry exploded. He testified here during the last minister's conference. Everything exploded. Everything just became clear and easy for him. And that shall, and so shall it be for your life. In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
There are messages you have listened to, but when you read the book of those messages, you will be shocked at what it will do to your mind. I listen to the message. But this is doing me something different. And I believe it shall be so. Well, in the next 7 minutes, we are going to celebrate God for the downpour of rain of wisdom for the month of September. We are going to celebrate God for all the testimonies, the signs, the wonders we have experienced this month. We are going to celebrate God for the things He will do in our lives even before the month is over. While we are doing that, everyone who has a testimony or a thanksgiving to share that has not yet shared because of time, one of our ministers will receive them on the other side, and you'll be testifying. Now, I'd like you to dance like you just won a big, 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 big heavens lottery. As if God just did something. Just as if the next realm you are trusting God for, you have just entered. As if a new door just opened. As if you are dancing on your wedding day or your marriage day or something. Just ensure that you do that. Tell three people, tell them, celebrate your way into your celebration. 7 minutes, let's go. Give the Lord a praise. Just 1 minute. While this celebration is on, if there are some radical people here, like three or four, not more than three or four from this side and three or four from this side, that feel like dancing before the Lord like David did, feel free to do so. Let's go. And choir yourself. You should be the first group of people to do that. Celebrate.
confide in him. Lift your hands and worship him. Lift your hands and worship him. Hey! Lift your hands up.
There is none holy as the Lord,
and there is none besides thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy as the Lord.
Holy as the Lord.
Lord.
Lift your hands, everybody. Mahosa. Yes, you are the Lord. Thank you. divine visitation, life changing visitation from heaven. It's coming upon you right now. Father, do something in the life of your daughter, in the life of your son, in the life of your children. That visitation you have for them today, let them receive it. That thought from heaven. That thought from heaven. That thought from heaven. That change of story. That revival. I see revival. I see revival. I see revival. Lift your hands. Something is happening to your spirit. I see fresh fire. Fresh wind. That's right. Jesus, 1, 2, 3. You place the hand on your head and scream, I receive at the top of your voice diverse encounters, diverse visitations, diverse deliverances will be happening right now. Impartations, revival, receive the visitation of God, the touch of God. Now, in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. You just got a breakthrough in the spirit. When I say that word breakthrough, you understand something just broke. Something just broke loose. You just finally got a release, a step forward into that thing you've been trusting God for. Final breakthrough, final liberation, final release into the realm where you are meant to be. You just got that right now. A healing took place, a deliverance took place. Something happened to you. I see somebody being healed of a left flank situation. I don't know if it's a kidney condition, but it's healed right now. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a praise.